This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, so George, how are you?
Good and you, Gary?
Very, very good. While we've still got the girls here, do you want to tell us what's going on in the world of motoring? We've got Monaco this weekend.
Yes,
right?
We have Monaco this weekend, one of the most famous races on the calendar. But a sad story is that Niki Lauda died this week at the age of 70, and he just turned 70 3 months ago.
So Niki Lauda was a famous racer. He also started airlines. He was a tremendously successful businessman, and he was always kind of on the scene. Had a lung transplant operation, I believe, in the beginning of the year.
And then never recovered properly. And and then you know, went peacefully, apparently, in his bed earlier this week. So condolences to that family. It's a sad state of affairs, I think. But he lived a good life, 70 years old, dodged death, and lived.
Sure. All right. Well, rest in peace, Niki Lauda.
Exactly. And then a South African, Tasman Pepper. We spoke about Tasman Pepper a couple
Absolutely.
Of weeks ago.
Your friend, I saw you on a video with her the other day at some awards show.
And she will be in the studio on Monday.
Excellent.
Mm. And Tasman Pepper has got herself a sixth place in the W Series in the last race.
Listen to this, Edith and Gina, because this is a woman who's doing amazing things.
She's got
things.
A very cool surname.
Yep.
Damn right, huh? No, she sounds like she should be dating Iron Man.
Iron Man. Well, the W Series, all the cars are exactly the same as Formula 2, and the girls race against each other, and she came eighth two races ago, and she came sixth in the last race, so nice. She's doing very, very well. First South African to get into the W Series.
All right, so don't miss Auto Central on Monday to hear from Tasman Pepper.
Tasman Pepper, nice. Yes. And then rich passengers can now apparently demand silence from their contracted drivers through the app. Uber's just released a part of their app that says you can tell the driver to shut the hell up.
Now, this is good. You know, sometimes, well, listen, not everyone you meet is going to be your best friend, and sometimes you just need to get from A to B. Now, the fact that you're hiring someone else to drive you rather than driving yourself there might not necessarily mean that you want to have a huge conversation.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you can just say it politely on the app. Like, you know, maybe you've got work to do, you've got messages to reply to. You don't need to have a chat to everybody. I happen to have really interesting chats with Uber drivers.
Yeah,
I find that I'm silent. I used to. I'm silent not going anymore. To the venue. Coming back, I'm like,
well, that's because you've had 7 bottles of wine.
Depends what happened at the venue.
No, stop over here for a
snack. Yeah, do you want to come in for some tea?
Well, I've been really focusing on my Uber rating, and it's gone up from 4.36 to 4.4. What is yours on now, Gareth?
I'm going to check now.
I also want to check my Uber rating.
Yeah, go. Have you got your phone here?
No, it's outside then.
Damn you.
4.4, so I've gone up 0.04.
Well done.
4.68.
You little shit.
Oh, wow.
The Uber. Listen, I don't get a bad rating, which means I must be treating the Uber drivers nicely.
Exactly.
I've heard really cool stories from Uber drivers.
Mm. Yeah, that's, you do. You find out interesting things. A lot of these people are Uber drivers because that's the quickest way for them to get a job in an economy with not a lot of jobs. Some of them are hopelessly overqualified for driving a car. I mean, there's some scientists and lawyers
engineers.
And all kinds of people. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What's and then your, lastly,
4.75.
What?
Yay!
Oh, wow. She's the winner.
Did that go up? I think it went up.
I haven't ever checked it.
No, we checked it in the studio.
Did we?
Yes.
Must have gone up. I don't know how she did that.
4.75.
I really want to check my Uber.
Bribery and corruption.
I think she's bribing these Uber drivers. Somehow.
All right, but you can now click a switch that'll allow you to have privacy and silence. Oh, what a pleasure.
I don't know how they're going to take that, though.
No.
It's going to be awkward.
I don't think so. That maybe for them it's a relief.
Yeah.
Maybe. You don't know that they want to talk to you. You get in and you're all chatty and they're like, oh, for God's sake.
I have met Uber drivers that are just not on the chatty.
Yeah, true.
I prefer silence, like Gareth. Okay. But I added this one in because these two ladies were in here this morning.
Yay.
And that is dating sites have analyzed if you have a car in your profile.
In your picture.
In your picture.
As a girl or a guy?
As a guy.
Okay.
Do you get more messages?
Yeah, because why would a girl put a car in their picture?
Yeah.
Very rare.
Yeah.
If you're a guy and you have a car in your picture,
which is often.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. It's a no for me.
Ben says small penis.
Big ego.
Big ego.
Yep,
completely.
No. Well, here are the stats. For both men and women.
Let's hear it.
On average, people who have a car in their photo get 165% more inbound messages than vehicle-less people.
Jeez. You're joking.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. But the showcase of a Jeep will boost the number of messages that you receive by 243%.
What?
So a Jeep
driving
is what
the wrong
want.
Car.
The Jeep Wrangler, to be precise.
Oh, wow.
You have a picture with your Jeep Wrangler in it, you get way more hits.
149% increase if you have a BMW in your photo.
Sure.
And a 73% increase for a Toyota. And a 61% increase for a van.
A van. No.
Vans are bad.
Vans are
ban the van.
Yeah.
Ban creepy, the van. Creepy people only.
You might as well have your pedo glasses on when you take the picture of the van.
And a 42% increase if you have a sedan or a truck.
Just curious, how did you find these statistics?
There's research from the dating sites.
So, sing on Google.
Have either of you ever been on a dating site?
I was on Tinder. I've been on Tinder as well.
You were on Tinder, okay. Yeah,
I was on JSwipe as well.
Everybody is. That's the Jewish dating site,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Is it? So Leanne is, because she was saying earlier this morning, I love to bring things full circle. She was like, you know, she might go on a dating. No, she said she'd never go on a dating show. And I said to her, don't say never.
Yeah.
I used to think the same thing. Yeah. I used to laugh at them all the time, and look at me now. I'm the joke.
Well, I don't think either of you embarrassed yourselves at all on this show.
In fact, I think it's
done both of you the world of good. It sounds like it's been a good personal journey as well. So I'm very happy. And look how much George enjoyed it, even though he thought he wouldn't.
Well, final stat is for the guys in Boksburg, if you have a GTI in your picture, you get a 15% decrease in messages.
Wow.
Are you serious?
GTI. Wow.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's
Yara
a bit
but
risque.
Yara but yeah,
GTI from Boksburg, and it hits your writing in the rot in a bad place. Wow. All right. So
that's too much fun.
That's very interesting.
This is CliffCentral.com.